Welcome to another episode of Tech on Trial, the podcast where we explore the latest tech trends that are reshaping the world around us. I'm your host, Saul, and as usual, I have Victor with me.
Hey, Sal, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to dive into today's topic and discuss the incredible potential of AI-powered natural language generation in document creation.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely, Victor. But before we dive into, let's give our listeners a quick rundown on what our podcast, Tech on Trial, is about. We explore the fascinating tech innovations and put them on trial to see how they are reshaping industries and our everyday lives. If you enjoy our podcast, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. All right, let's kick off the discussion. Today is all about enhancing document creation with AI-powered natural language generation. My God, that's big.
A mouthful.
What do you have for me, Victor?
For sure, Sal. So AI, NLG, I'm lazy and don't want to say the whole name, but natural language generation.
I can
say
that.
Yeah. So NLG is like really cutting edge. A lot of people sort of have it in their consciousness right now because everyone's seen ChatGPT or, you know, Bard or Meta's Llama tool. So everyone's kind of like hyped about it, right? All of these tools use artificial intelligence to try and automatically generate written content in a natural sounding, natural flowing way.
Human, they are, yeah.
Kind of like a human, right? As close to a human language, because it's trained on language and the sort of idioms around language. Mm-hmm. So what it does is it harnesses the power of many advanced algorithms, specifically in NLP and deep learning, and a bunch of language models and a lot of training to streamline the document creation process and save a lot of time and effort.
So smart human, I guess.
Yeah, it's an experienced human.
And so I know you've been working on something around that. Yeah, like something similar.
Yeah. I mean, being the CEO of Apigee Suite, I lead a talented team of developers, data scientists, innovators who are really passionate about leveraging AI and NLP to revolutionize document creation overall. Our goal is to provide businesses with as user-friendly as possible way and efficient tools that'll empower them to generate accurate and tailored documents. And not just in the legal world, but we expect to be heavily in the legal world in contracts, reports, motions, pleadings, and a bunch of other written content that goes hand in hand with them.
All right. Yeah. I mean, like every document or agreement, anything like heavy on regulations and so on, I'm pretty sure gonna make a whole difference. Let's dive into a little bit more. So I know we have people asking about AI-powered NLG and the benefits and so on. Like, what do you have when it comes to the benefits of document creation using AI-powered NLG?
Yes. Well, generally, AI-powered NLG brings increased efficiency by automating the document creation process. What it does is it saves time and effort, allowing businesses to generate high-quality content in a fraction of the time compared to more traditional methods, which is usually using lower paid workers and interns and whatever to do this work for you.
Yeah. Wow. That, I mean, like, that's always impressive to hear and to see. Hey. So now, how does the AI powered NLG improves accuracy, like keeps the document creation, the drafting, so more consistent?
Yeah, good question. Sal, our NLG algorithms and the way we've trained this AI, you know, largely follow predefined rules and guidelines, and it eliminates the possibility of human error as much as possible and ensures consistent and accurate documents. The guidelines it follows is really like, again, it's like experience-based, right? If you've seen a lot, if you're an intern, you've seen 10 documents or 10 contracts, but by the time you're a senior partner at a firm, you've seen thousands of these, right? So you can almost recite them from memory. And that's very often what these large language models and the AI tools around them attempt to do, is like pull the history out of my brain or, you know, other lawyers' brains and stuff, and try to make those into guidelines, rules, even playbooks of sorts. So what happens is these tools adhere to industry standards as a result of this, and it provides a level of precision that's unmatched by, you know, the regular methods that you would use to create these documents.
So you're saying that the NLG can generate like tailored, like personalized content?
Yeah, absolutely. NLG generally can be trained on specific data sets, geographies, case law, whatever you want to call it, you know, guidelines.
Yeah.
And it enables the models and the AI around them to produce content that's tailored to individual cases, users, target audiences, whatever the context that you require. By analyzing specific input data and incorporating NLP techniques, these tools can generate content that aligns with your requirements, preferences, branding guidelines even, or maybe even your playbook if you're a large organization with specific kinds of agreements, clauses, and whatever. It can always align with those, and it doesn't go offline. You know, that's kind of like the wonderful thing about it.
Yeah, robots never get tired, I guess.
They don't. Yeah, they don't sleep. They don't sleep unless we take the electricity away.
Well, don't do that.
No.
So, for example, when it comes to like businesses, when they need to make the decisions around that, how would they choose? First of all, the tool that the document creation needs.
Yeah, so I mean, choosing the right AI-powered NLG tool does require careful consideration, and it's largely like a newer field or a newer set of industries to most people, right? So they don't have like the buying guides like you might have for everything else, right? So what businesses really need to do is they should start looking for solutions that offer a user-friendly interface, seamless integration with their existing systems, robust customization options, and of course, because you don't know everything, reliable customer support. What's also crucial is that they explore user reviews and ratings to gauge the tool's effectiveness and possibly find some reference clients if they have it that they can speak to make sure that it's going to offer them the specific things that they want and need.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe one last thing that we could leave with our listeners is like, you have some tips for all of them, like who are interested in using NLG effectively in creating documents.
Yeah, of course, use Apigee Suite. No. Well, yeah, that's a very good tip. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you. See you next week.
Yeah. No, like realistically, like there are some critical tips to choosing the right tool, and specifically the right tool that fits your organization. When you're a single practitioner, there's a different set of concerns. And really, it gets down to your organization's needs, the training of the NLG tool itself with relevant and high quality data. And of course, collaborating with the subject matter experts to review and refine the generated content. So there is a back and forth with the company, the modelers, whatever you want to call them. And of course, you want to make sure that they're available. That's why the customer support is so critical. And last thing to remember is AI-powered NLG is a powerful tool, but human expertise and judgment are still invaluable in the process. So we don't like to just like throw AI out there and say, it's doing its thing. What we really want to do and care to do is have an owner-operator model. So it's just like, you have this wonderful tool and you're going to do awesome things with it, but you are in control of it. Don't let it control you.
Yeah. It should work for us, I guess. Yeah. Oh man, like thanks for enlightening me a little bit more about this, because you were the one that has been guiding me through all of this journey. Is there anything else you want to share with them? Like you share with our listeners?
I mean, just the fact that Apigee Suite recently got memory, which is a big, big deal for the general public. It's getting to a place where we are expecting to have expert witness training available through AI in the very near future. That's all I can say about it, because getting much more into it could infringe on what we expect to be a patent. But yeah, imagine all of your witnesses being as ready as possible with as little involvement from you as you need. that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
That's outstanding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, do it work without the hustle, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Remove me from the work. Let the work happen.
Well, I want to thank you so much again for being part of this journey with me, Victor, and I truly appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Al. You know, it's been great. I like every week being on Tech on Trial, obviously.
Yeah. And there you have it. And there you have it. Another episode of Tech on Trial comes to an end. Mission accomplished. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on enhancing the document creation using AI-powered NLG. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, and you're never going to miss a new episode filled with tech insights and lively discussions. Until next time, stay curious and embrace the wonders of technology. This is Saul signing off. See you next week.
See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.